Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I mean, look, the President of the United States and his Secretary of Defense are conducting murder on the high seas. They're committing murder, and Americans should care. Like, look, none of us like drug traffickers, but we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home. It matters if the President of the United States breaks the law.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans, good Monday morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Mark, I'm doing just great, thank you.
That was Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat, who wants people to believe that if we let Donald Trump get away with bombing these narco terrorists, he might actually start dropping bombs on drug runners inside of America. What do you think?
I mean, that's absurd. And he keeps talking about breaking the law. As far as I can recall, I don't think he raised any concerns over the fact that Barack Obama launched almost 2,000 drone strikes that killed close to 3,000 people outside of the United States, including civilians who were hit when they were trying to hit jihadist terrorists. But did he complain about that back then? I don't recall him doing that.
I don't either. I also don't recall him complaining when Barack Obama killed an American who happened to have joined Al-Qaeda, correct?
That is exactly right. Yeah. And look, the way to view these kind of smugglers on the high seas is the law that applies to them, international law, is the same that applies to pirates. And it has long been the law of the sea for hundreds of years that pirates on the high seas can be summarily executed.
What? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wow. I mean, that it's true, and people just don't think of it that way.
Right. And actually, I've actually been doing a little research, Mark, and I was looking at some of our historical examples of prior presidents, particularly not long after we became a president. Piracy was a real problem, and smuggling throughout the Caribbean, down in the Florida area. And American presidents sent American military forces to take care of that.
Hans, we keep hearing about the War Powers Act, and Schumer has been outspoken about that. In fact, he went ahead, along with a few other senators, and he filed a War Powers resolution to try to block any sort of efforts, I guess, against Venezuela. I mean, what kind of an impact does that really have?
Well, it doesn't have any because he's not going to get it through. Look, Congress can act. If they believe a president is going beyond his authority, the chief tool they have, remember, is the power of the purse. So if they pass laws that say no funding can be used for something like this, well, yeah, then the president has to obey that. But until that happens, the president's got the authority to do what he's doing. I mean, look, you can argue about, is that a good idea or not? Well, for how many decades have we been trying to fight a drug war in this country, and we've largely been ineffective? I think there's a lot of folks that think this is a good idea, and they did also. Remember, during the Bush administration, the H.W. Bush administration, we actually sent troops in to hit drug labs in Bolivia.
Yes.
A lot of people have forgotten that, too.
Of course, they have very selective memory out there, for sure. Hans von Spakovsky, our guest from the Heritage Foundation. So last week, a grand jury declined to re-indict Letitia James. And then I hear that a judge has stepped in and at least temporarily blocked some key information that was used to indict James Comey. You know, I guess they're going to have trouble taking another run at that because the attorney for the guy Comey was supposedly communicating with, the college professor with the leaks, is claiming that the information they gathered from his client overstepped the bounds of whatever warrant they used.
Yeah, you know, this gets down in the nuts and bolts of a criminal investigation. How far does a warrant extend? Look, I don't know whether what this judge said is correct or not. We do know that James Comey basically did not tell the truth about leaks, according to who? The Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Justice. Will he ever be held accountable for that? Well, right now, that's looking problematic.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Hans, also, I'm sure you've been following the case of the J. They're calling him the J6 pipe bomber, although it happened January 5th. We're finding out more about this guy. This morning I hear he's basically confessed, right, that he admitted it was him who did it. And he may have had issues with how the election was handled in 2020. How in the world did the FBI, the Chris Wray FBI, sit on this for 4 or 5 years?
It is a sign of the unbelievable either incompetence or intentional disregard of this case by the prior FBI. The key thing for everyone to keep in mind is that the new leadership, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, they assigned a new set of investigators. There was no new evidence.
Yes.
No new tips. None of that. They simply went through and did the kind of job you're supposed to do to solve this case. And the fact that the prior FBI didn't do it is a sign of just how problematic things were there.
It's stunning. There's a big article on it today in the New York Post, in fact, by Miranda Devine, who's done some great reporting on this. I don't know. Hans, the other big story out of D.C., the president signing these executive orders on the auto pen. Does that have any real impact? Can he cancel things that were done by a previous president in terms of pardons and all that?
We have never had this situation come up in the entire history of the United States. There's no legal precedent for this. The only way we're going to know that is if someone ends up suing because the government, someone who, for example, has gotten a pardon, if the government comes after them to say, oh, we're picking you up, you got to go back to prison, your pardon was ineffective, they're going to sue, and then we're going to find out whether the president can do this or not.
Wow. Well, I mean, we're breaking some new ground here. I'm glad to see the president pushing forward on this, even as the investigation into all that continues. Hans, always great having you on. Have yourself a great week.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there, live in the nation's capital this morning. Good to get him on. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray. As I mentioned, they're expecting interest rate cuts this week. Often those things bake themselves into the stock market in advance. And it's pretty clear based on the jobs numbers and all that they're going to drop it somewhat. We'll get to that. We got in other news for you about 6:48 this morning. A Missouri news anchor is making headlines. We'll get to that in other news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.